Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
St. Patrick's Day, and the one thing a lot of people are going to be looking for today, corned beef. But how do you make it, and how do you make it delicious? Chef Plum, you can find him online at Chef Plum. Listen to his podcast, Plum Love Foods, wherever you get your podcasts. Plum, are you making this for your family today?
You know, I might. I'll tell you what. Corned beef is one of those things where I feel like it's an amazing thing to make once a year. Does that make sense?
Yes, because it's the only time I'd make it is on St. Patrick's Day.
We have it multiple times throughout the year. St. Patrick's Day, like it could be a premium right there. I love it. When it's done right, one of my favorite dishes. And great in a crock pot, too.
Well, it's funny because that's exactly where I was going to go, Raven. Nice. I was doing it in a crock pot. It's an easy way to do it, and it works out great every single time. I think the key thing with it is you got to make sure you do the corning part of it. That's what they call it, which is basically a brine, right? Very, very important. So most of the corned beef you buy will come with these little packets of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. That little packet of stuff has salt, some coriander. It just has little spices in it. You want to mix that with some liquid, right? A lot of people use water, which is fine. You can use beef broth, which also works great. You want to soak that whole piece of brisket in that mixture for 24 hours at least. Let it sit overnight. It just adds so much flavor. It works by osmosis, they call it. You know, it's pushing out moisture and sucking in more moisture, so it gets that moisture from the liquid that it's in, so it gets more flavor. Does that make sense? There's a lot of science in food, sorry.
No, that makes a lot of sense, but it's something I've certainly never done before, which explains why my corned beef has sucked every time I've made it. But when you bathe it in that mixture, do you store it in the crock pot itself and like take out the insert and put it in the refrigerator? How do you do it?
Never thought about that. What a great way to do it, because that's about the right size, too. That's a good way to do it. Usually, I'll put it in like a big pot. Yeah, but using that insert, that's a really good idea. I didn't think about that.
Well, I'm a genius. Let's try that. Okay.
Yeah,
so
soak
it for 24 hours. Make sure you use the packet, and you can use beef broth instead of water to add more flavor, and that's it.
Yeah, so then I'm going to remove it from that container that I've got it in, right? Dry it off, and then this is where I do a little bit different than everybody else. I have spread mustard across the entire piece of meat, all across the whole thing, right? I'm going to then take it and put it into my crock pot, put it on low. I'll pour a little beef broth in there. Sometimes you throw a little carrots, but the key thing is I like to put it with cabbage in the same container. So I take like Napa cabbage or a head of just, you know, white cabbage or even purple cabbage, tear it by hand, or I'll just cut it into like really, really rough pieces, put it right on top, close it up, close that vent on top of it, which is pretty cool, and just let it ride for a while. It's awesome. You can throw carrots in there too, little potatoes in there, whatever you want to do, but you don't have to. Sometimes my family doesn't like it all cooked together, you know, they want it separately, and let it ride all day long, and it comes out so delicious. And you can slice it. Let me tell you what, a corned beef sandwich is one of my favorite things to make. It's one of my favorite things to get out of this whole thing. You get corned beef sandwiches, you know.
Follow-up question: is the mustard yellow mustard, spicy brown mustard, Grey Poupon, or something else?
Offer a variety when you're serving it. I'm just gonna say that.
Honey mustard.
He's right about that. When you do serve it, you definitely want to put a little. There's a beer mustard I really like. It's called lager mustard. It's delicious. Good stuff. But no, I would use like a whole grain mustard, something like that. I mean, this has got to go. You figure 8 to 10 hours. So you want to make sure that you start this at appropriate time. You don't start at noon. I think you're going to have it for 5 o'clock dinner. It's not going to work.
Okay. Yeah. So 12 hours on low is really what you're looking for.
You don't want it to get dried out.
Yeah, very important. I would go definitely. Or you start on low for a couple hours and then finish it on high when you get home, something like that, just to kind of, either way, yeah, for sure. You definitely want to give it lots of time. Very important.
Problem, I'm always a mustard seed guy and a Narragansett beer in there, but that's just me.
I think all that's a great idea, too. Nothing wrong with that.
Plum Love Foods, that's his podcast. You can listen to Chef Plum wherever you get your podcasts or follow him on Instagram, Chef_Plum. Thank you, Plum.
All right, let's eat some corned beef.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.